WFIR after one often contentious and sometimes controversial term on the Roanoke County Board of Supervisors. Al Bedrosian will vacate the Hollins District seat at the end of the year. He lost the Republican primary earlier this year to Phil North, who then ran unopposed for the seat last week. Al Bedrosian was often on the losing end of 4-1 votes on the Board of Supervisors, but he was never afraid to speak his mind at public meetings or when speaking to the media.
The total compensation package for that position of county administrator was $165,950. Today, the entire compensation package is now hit $211,991.
Those that want to support Planned Parenthood, go for it. Do it. But to actually enhance or facilitate or enable it through county government is where I have the problem.
I couldn't tell you that I don't think people want hyping jobs and all that kind of stuff, but that's the free enterprise system. And that's a whole different thing than government going out and buying land, taking land off the market, holding it, and then doing something.
We're not even doing this in outlying areas that may be difficult or not profitable for the private sector to do. We're doing it right where the private sector is.
If the three of us, we seem to think more alike than the two that are on the board right now. And I would say that if you had that group, I think it would be closer to what the citizens of Roanoke County really believe.
Al Bedrosian surely did it his way. Al joins WFIR anchor reporter Gene Morano and me in studio this morning. And Al, we appreciate your time. Thank you for coming by.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
Little Frank Sinatra. I thought that was
appropriate. Yeah, that was great. Great.
All right, Al, again, welcome. Did you ever at any point before the primary consider adjusting your views on how local government should run or other issues in order to attract more voters away from Phil North?
No, you know, that's never been my interest at all. When I ran for office, you know, I'm not politically connected or anything. I ran for office because I thought things were going in a wrong direction, as they are both in the state and federal government, that you just need someone to go in there and say, hey, that's not right. We should really consider this way. That's my job. I could really care less about the votes or whatever. I've got a great life. This is part of it if the people want it. But also, I'm not really concerned if they don't want it, then they have another choice. And that's the great thing about our government.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, Al, for the 4 years you're on, how Roanoke County spends taxpayer money, debt was sort of an overarching theme for you. You know, you voted against some budgets, capital projects like schools and libraries. Are you disappointed, though, that more residents, at least voters, didn't share your fiscal conservatism?
Well, it is difficult. And, you always want to win on these issues because you want to convince people that there's a better way. And that is disappointing. But, you know, people have been trained to think a certain way. One of the big things is debt. I mean, I try to live my government life just like I live my personal life. I'm debt-free. I don't have that debt over my head. And I feel that's the way we should run government. And really, we should be even more fiscally responsible with someone else's money. But, again, people have been trained to say it's okay. Look at our federal government, $20 trillion. Even our state government, which a lot of people don't know, is $80 billion in debt. We never talk about that. Everybody always talks about we've got a balanced budget and all this. People, I think a lot of people don't know, and then they're just numb to the fact.
What does debt mean to the average taxpayer, though?
Okay, so debt means to the actual taxpayer, which is a very hard thing to understand, and this is the problem, I think, is that when you pay taxes, a portion of that money, your hard-earned money, is really not going to do anything. It's just to pay off the interest. And that's a problem. So if I have to pay $2,000 in taxes, you know, $300 or $400 may just be going to interest. It actually doesn't accomplish anything. And that's where the problem is. If we didn't have the debt, now we wouldn't have to pay $2,000. We could pay $1,600. But it's very hard to persuade people that and to change their mindset on debt.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Al Bedrosian, Al Bedrosian, Roanoke County Supervisor in the Hollins District. What do you say, Al, to people who say, hey, in order for the county to attract new businesses and residents, we have to address quality of life issues, which means we need better parks, updated libraries, recreation centers, and newer schools that other localities are doing. What do you say to those people?
Yeah, and again, that's another really tough one because other localities are doing the same thing. They're going into debt, and so you've got this circular firing squad, which everybody is doing the same thing. Everybody's going into debt. I think you have to take a stand and say, hey, you know what? A lot of these things are great, and I don't really think they're wrong. Let the private sector do it. Let the private sector step up and do a lot of these things. Some things government should do, and those are things that we actually never do. You know, you've got the drainage issues in Roanoke County that is like 10 years behind, millions of dollars.
Stormwater management.
Yeah, some of that. But a lot of, you know, you go into neighborhoods where they're just getting flooded. When you have a big rain, they get flooded. We say, well, can we fix that? Well, yeah, they go on a waiting list, 10-year waiting list. Like, wait a minute. I thought that's the role of government to do the infrastructure things. Why don't we have the money? Well, because we're going to do a $10 million thing in Explore Park. Okay. I mean, we can't have it all. And the problem is we start diverting money to other projects that are really not the core things that government should do. Now, you know, it may be great if we could just do everything, but we can't. And it shows because we can't even run our government without going into debt. We have to borrow money to run government, which is a very scary thing.
We're talking with Al Bedrosian. I want to ask you one other question before I throw it back to Joey. Related, the Cave Spring High School remodel, which you voted against the final budget, I believe,
I
for.
Did.
During that whole debate, did it ever come up that they might have to relocate Cave Spring students to Hidden Valley? Did that come up as part of the scenario?
You know, I never remember it, but I'll tell you, that's just a problem that was, to me, permeated every other thing we did. We never brought in people that would be affected. You talk about broadband. You talk about all these other issues and say, hey, did we ever talk to the community before we actually decided this? Well, you know, we talked to them 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Well, what about right now? So this doesn't surprise me. Obviously, I am a homeschool school choice advocate. So a lot of the school issues, to me, we spend a ton of money on schools, which I think we're not spending it well. This doesn't surprise me that we just make a decision, a rash decision, before even asking anybody, saying, hey, come on in, let's discuss it with the public. It doesn't surprise me.
Al Bedrosian is with us in studio this morning, Roanoke County Board of Supervisors, Hollins District. And Al, we're going to switch gears here just a little bit. You lost your wife, Cassidy, to illness last year. That left you a widower with five children. You made that announcement at a board meeting, went right back to work. Al, if you would, talk about that experience. What's it been like for the Bedrosian family the past year or so? I know you're very involved with homeschooling.
Sure. Well, you know, as a Christian, I believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. So to me, I have peace about things that happen. Not that they're not difficult, but I do have a hope and a peace. So to me, things are settled. And there is a time of mourning, but then also, you know, life moves on. And God gave me a wonderful gift to my wife, Cassidy. We were married for 26 years. We have five, you know, wonderful children. So to me, you know, I am just appreciative of life and the way the many blessings I've had and still have to this day. It's an amazing thing. So, you know, to me, life is good still. You know, five children, they're great. They're very supportive and they do a good job. So I just move on with life and we can handle it. God is good. So every day is just kind of a new day. And I just try to bring a smile and see how to affect other people's life and do things. And I think they're wonderful things in the future. Ahead. So, you know, however that turns out. So it's all good. I appreciate you asking that, Joey. Thank you.
I know you ran for House of Delegates way back in 1999, I believe.
97 and 99, yes.
You did, okay, twice, and then you ran. You think politics might be in your future somewhere down the road?
You know, I actually enjoy this local one. So I could see myself in 4 years running again for this because, to me, the small government is the best place to look at ideas and really affect them. You know, when you go up to the House of Delegates, you've got 140 people plus the governor, and then you go to Congress, there's all these people, you're just lost. Here, even though I was defeated on a lot of things that I thought were true Republican ideas, conservative ideas, you could still sound the voice to be it. And yeah, you lose 1-4, but you're heard. So I do like the local. And I'll tell you, if we can't fix these issues locally, we will never fix them on the state or the federal level. We have to figure out a way how you do it locally.
We got about a minute or so left. I want to ask you, you know, the campaign you had against Roanoke County employees contributing to United Way, because some of that was going to Planned Parenthood, even though Planned Parenthood said it was not going for abortion services. Things like not standing on occasion when a minister that was a non-Christian would give the invocation at meetings. When you look back, things like that, other things, do you have many regrets?
Not at all. In fact, let's go. You know, the Planned Parenthood thing, they are such a deceiving group of people. Money goes into Planned Parenthood, and it's fungible. Money is fungible. So you're not going to spend it for this. We can spend it for that. Then more money from other people can go to abortions. When it goes to Planned Parenthood, it is abortions. The other thing about not standing, you know, that's my freedom of religion. And I had a lot of people that always talk about freedom, and yet they're willing to come in and point their finger at you. You know what? I think anybody has a right to do the things that they want to do, as long as you're not harassing somebody or intimidating them. To me, silently sitting down because I worship Jesus, I don't worship Hindu gods and other gods.
15-second answer, but we got to quit. Any advice for Phil North, your successor?
No, he just needs to do the things that are right and stop trying to make government the center of life for everybody. Give money back to citizens. It's the citizens that really should live their lives with more money in their pocket, not with government with more money.
Roanoke County Supervisor Al Bedrosian, always good to see you, and good luck in the future.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Thank you.